The flight originated at the General Atomics Flight Test and Training Center at the Grand Sky UAV Test Facility near Grand Forks. Everett Dunick is program manager at the Flight Test and Training Center. He says while a chase plane did follow the RPA to the desired altitude, high-throughput satellite technology was used for the rest of the event.
You could think of it as a big flashlight that shines down from the sky on the planet. And so the airplane flies inside of that beam and is able to communicate back and forth with the satellite. And the high-throughput satellite has a much narrower spot on the planet that the plane is able to fly through. And so the data rates and the exchange rates are faster and more focused, and we're able to exchange greater segments of data.
Dunick says by flying through the smaller, faster beams, they were able to effectively control the RPA. He says the flight covered more than 1,000 nautical miles, but more importantly, it was a flight performed in what was called Class A airspace.
It's high enough in the sky that the FAA is comfortable with the idea that everybody operating at that altitude is able to communicate seamlessly with each other, and they're able to maintain good situational awareness of the traffic at that altitude. So for us, once we are at that altitude, we're able to operate seamlessly alongside manned aircraft, and with provisions from the FAA, we were able to accomplish our test objectives in terms of the efficacy of that high-throughput satellite.
Dunick says the test is another small step in safely bringing remotely piloted aircraft into commercial airspace. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.